Alex Jones, First Night Director, Development Associate at Saratoga Arts, joins us. Alex, hey there.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Always great to see you. I always say it's bittersweet seeing you because it's the end of the year. It's always a time to reflect, but it's also a time to celebrate, and we're going to have a great time here. New Year's Eve, right? The end of the year, fast approaching, means the biggest New Year's Eve celebration in our area, one of the oldest and largest celebrations of its kind in the country, right? First Night Saratoga 2019.
That's right. You have that down. I almost don't have to say anything after that.
And the theme this year is Let's celebrate.
That's right.
Tell us about that.
Well, I mean, every year we have to come up with a new theme that sort of informs what the poster art is going to be and speaks to maybe the events that we have going on or something that we want to highlight. And this year, it seemed all-encompassing to say, let's celebrate. Let's all get out there and have a great time, regardless of the weather. We have some wonderful acts lined up, from comedy to dance to magic to music, of course. That's, you know, one of the highlights of the night is all of the great music that we have. Thanks to WEXT for helping us get that lined up.
And rain or shine, snow or sleet or cold or warmth, this show will go on.
That's right. No matter what. I mean, all the venues are indoors, minus the fireworks, of course. CDTA provides bus transportation around the city all night long to the different venues. So you don't really have to worry about the weather as much. Dress in layers. When you go inside, it's warm. You know, to get outside to get onto the bus, you got to be warm.
And I don't think it really matters to folks. They come out knowing this is what to expect. You know, it is upstate New York. It is the end of the year, and it's still going to be a great time. And that's what people want to do. They want to see all the arts. They want to see the music. They want to spend time with family and friends who are in town, maybe visiting, and show off the town. Just unwind and have a good time. And, of course, check out the fireworks at midnight. And this is the 23rd anniversary year of First Night in Saratoga.
Yes, that's right. I mean, it's such a wonderful, long-standing tradition. And you're right about having the family join you for the celebration. You know, it is an alcohol-free celebration, meaning that we don't allow open containers in any of our venues. So it's a great place to bring your kids, or if you just want a break from all of the craziness that's happening around you, come on out and enjoy the show and, you know, do it in good health.
Yeah, you can walk all around. And for the places that are just on the outskirts of Broadway, perhaps if you want to go to Lake Ave Elementary, which is not too far away from Broadway, or even Empire State College, there is that CDTA bus transportation. But there's 70 performances in 30 venues. 30 venues.
That's right. And if you want to break it down, you can say 160 different actual performances, because each group performs multiple times throughout the evening. So it's possible in some of those larger venues like Empire State or the City Center or Lake Ave School, you could stay in place for the night and see a different performance every hour.
That's right. And the performances you can see broken down. When you purchase a button, you get the actual outlay of who is where and when. And you can schedule yourself to be at different places throughout the night so you can always catch your favorite act.
Yeah, and it's a really fun thing to do. I have a 9-year-old daughter, so you know, we sit down with the button card. Obviously, I have to run around that night, but she goes with my husband, and we plan out her route, and I have, you know, the inside scoop, so I can say what is fun, what she should go see. It is a great way to sort of prepare with your family. You know, sit down with the highlighter, highlight what you want to do.
Yeah, and not only as a spectator, but you can also be a participant as well, from comedy, contra dancing, there's line dancing that you can be involved in, magic, and of course, music. The WEXT main stage in the Saratoga City Center features Sidney Worley, Professor Louie and the Chromatics with the Woodstock Horns. They're going to be performing the music of the band, and returning from last year, Sawyer Fredericks.
That's right. He is going to headline our main stage, which is also sponsored by Price Chopper Market 32. And we think it's going to be a great turnout. Last year, you know, the weather kept a lot of people indoors, but even so, when Sawyer was playing last year, his space was still so full. And so this year, in a little bit larger space, we think we're going to have a lot of his returning fans come to see him. Plus, people who, you know, maybe don't know his music are going to be able to, you know, get in there and also enjoy what's going on.
He's really mesmerizing, and so are these other artists as well. Professor Louie and the Chromatics and Sidney Worthy, they're breathtaking. And two words of advice for people who are thinking about coming for the very first time: hot cocoa and hand warmers. Those are the two things that saved me last year walking around. And I did walk around. I enjoy walking around among all these other people late at night in Saratoga Springs. Of course, Saratoga is always hustle and bustle. Castle. But it's a magical night, first night is. And yes, the hot cocoa, I grabbed it across the street at Temple Sinai and taking in some amazing acts over there. And again, this year, Temple Sinai, they're going to have some amazing local 518 artists, Ryan Lettick Trios there, Sydney Shizano, and the Onlys performing at Temple Sinai, which is just almost just across the street from Saratoga City Center.
That's right. Those are great young up-and-coming groups, a lot of energy. I wanted to try to pair groups that had maybe similar styles or similar followings together so that people could go to a couple of places and really see what they wanted to see. Now, of course, please branch out, you know, go see other things that, you know, maybe you haven't thought of experiencing before, because a button, which costs $20, is your ticket to everything. It's an all-inclusive pass. So buttons are available as of December 1st at Price Choppers and at Stewart Shops and Adirondack Trusts throughout the region, and of course also at Saratoga Arts. And you can get an online special for $15 if you buy it before Christmas this year. Everywhere else it's $20 beginning December 1st.
And that's online at saratoga-arts.org.
That's right, for the special. That's where you would go.
The Children's Museum, there's going to be fun things for the kids to do there.
Yes, the Children's Museum is a great partner with Saratoga Arts. So they have, it's a New Year's journey around the world this year to experience what different cultures do. I think kids are going to love it, and you can get your wristband there. Kids 12 and under are free. So when I say wristband, they just get a little wristband with the purchase of every adult ticket. So the kids will be all set. And then at about 5:30, they're going to do a countdown to the beginning of the first night festivities. And then there'll be a parade to the Lake Avenue School, which is where a lot of the more kid-oriented acts happen.
That's great. Now, that begins at the Children's Museum about 4:30, right?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
There's a 5K road race that really is the official kickoff the first night, starting at Skidmore College. I think that's at 6 p.m.?
Actually, that is also at 5:30 p.m.
5:30.
Which, you know, for a 5K and in the cold, people are running maybe a little bit faster. We'll still get the runners out in time to go downtown and enjoy first night. I'm really excited about the 5K this year. We have a new race director, Patrick Linsky, who also, you know, manages the Troy Turkey Trot, which happened this past weekend. And I, you know, he's going to pull together a great event. I think it's going to be a lot of really nice energy and maybe new people coming out, new volunteers. And so I hope everybody does that and then comes downtown for the event. And I see Dave looking at me like, I'm not going to run that. Although I know you've run it before.
Times before. Yeah. I love it. I love it. And you get jazzed up. And yeah, you are done and changed and ready to go
and
for showered. The rest of the
night. You can shower at Skidmore.
Absolutely.
And catch a bus downtown. So you can
catch
leave your car in place at Skidmore, not have to worry about it. Get the CDTA bus, you know, after you get all settled and come downtown. You really, you know, you're on that runner's endorphin kick and you go downtown. It's, I used to be a runner, and I can say, you know, it's one of the greatest ways to sort of end your year.
Yeah, you know, I don't do other 5Ks. This is a special one. I don't know how to describe how special it is, but it's something different on the end of the year, the last night of the year, and then you have that whole night of celebration ahead of you. It just, I can't believe how much celebration you pack into one night.
There's something
really
for everyone.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's stuff at Lake Ave School. There's stand-up comedy at Empire State College, and then there's cabaret at your place, Saratoga Arts Stage.
Yep, it's Saratoga Arts. So we have a stage. It is a theater. So I wanted to bring in something that was a little more theater-oriented. So it's not only a fun cabaret duo coming up from New York City, but we also have Shakespeare Approves, which is sort of a perennial favorite. He does, you know, famous Shakespeare plays. He brings them down into about 45 minutes or an hour, involves the audience. It's a blast. It's a kick for all ages.
I can't wait. We're with Alex Jones, first night director from Saratoga Arts, 320 Broadway in Saratoga Springs. CDTA provides free shuttle and bus trips to all the venues, as well as service from Wilton Mall and Skidmore College, so you can park. If you're coming up the Northway or down the Northway and getting off at exit 15, you can park at Wilton Mall and take the shuttle straight over to Saratoga Springs and then walk around if you want, or hop back on the bus and go to these other venues. It's really cool. Equally as thrilling is as the announcement of who will be performing at first night is the unveiling of the button and the poster, right?
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about this artwork. Who does it? And how does it get changed every single year? What's the inspiration?
Well, like I said, the inspiration is in some ways the theme of the evening. So let's celebrate, right? So for many years, the poster has included maybe one key character, maybe two. And this year we wanted to have as many people in that poster as could be possible. And we actually used some photos from groups that have performed in years past as the basic inspiration for what was going to inform the artwork. Sharon Bolton is the artist for this year's poster. And, you know, she does a great job every year. So you can see the poster out and about now. It's on our website, but we have a large print one that, you know, we have in the Saratoga Arts Gallery. And it's fun to be able to see the details and then also how her art has evolved over the years. If you come to the gallery, you can see posters from the beginning of the event and sort of how they've changed.
Yeah, absolutely. I've been to Saratoga Arts many times. Wonderful place. But yeah, you can see the artwork and how it's evolved and how it's changed slightly over the years. And it's really wonderful. Sharon does an amazing job. And buttons are on sale now for First Night Saratoga at saratoga-arts.org. At participating sponsors, including Saratoga Arts at 320 Broadway, Area Price Choppers, Stewart Shops, and Adirondack Trusts. And Saratoga Arts, really, Alex, a home for arts education for all ages. It's an art gallery, a gift shop, a performance space for film, music, theater, and much more. And you guys have awarded 36 grants, totaling over $100,000 to support community-based arts events this year alone.
That's right. We are a re-granting organization. NISCA, that's New York State Council for the Arts, provides us with some money. And then we have a competitive grant process for organizations and artists in three counties, Fulton, Saratoga, and Montgomery County. And we are able to give these smaller grants out. I say smaller, but it's all relative, I mean, to these organizations. And it makes a difference in a wider swath of the community. It's a really fun process to watch. I say that not being the grant administrator, of course, but I love seeing who is applying and then seeing the products come to fruition. So that's our grant program. We, of course, at Saratoga Arts have our exhibition program in the gallery. And we have other sort of satellite spaces where our member artists can showcase their work through the Art in Public Places program. We have a pretty extensive education program. In the summer, we run camps for kids beginning at 5 years old all the way up through their teen years for art education. We do theater camps as well as a partnership with North Shire Bookstore for readers who want to, you know, delve a little bit deeper into those books. And then we offer classes for adults the rest of the year. Gosh, what else do we do? I know there's
you
so
do
much. There's a new program that I do want to touch on. It's the Art at Work program. So for area, I will say businesses, organizations, nonprofits, what have you, you can come to Saratoga Arts and tell us what you're looking for, and we can put together a catalog for you of artwork from area artists that you can choose from. So it helps you to decorate your office or, you know, a larger space if you are, you know, a bigger business.
Well, you guys are really the heart and soul of Saratoga Springs and the surrounding counties as well. You guys do amazing work, amazing work. There's a few people that work there. There's so many others who volunteer their time to be part of Saratoga Arts as well.
That's right. And thank you for bringing that up. Volunteers are a key part of everything that we do, but particularly First Night. we can't do this on our own. As you said, we have 30 different venues, and we need volunteers at each of those venues, welcoming the artists, but also welcoming the public and making sure everybody's safe, having a good time, everything's going according to plan. And then, of course, the 5K road race. We need people to make sure that everyone is checked in and that people are on the right course throughout the night. We have so many opportunities to be involved in this community arts organization, and we want to hear from you. You can go to the website. Again, it's saratoga-arts.org and find the contact information and just get in touch.
Yeah, yeah. Fantastic. Joel Reed, Executive Director, say hello to him for us.
I will.
I'm sure we'll see him on First Night. Mm-hmm. And the entire staff, you guys do amazing work all throughout the year. You begin this work of hunting for and starting to book artists pretty much the day after New Year's. Right?
Yes.
You take the one day off, and then the process begins again.
It's a little more than one day. I'd say cleanup is maybe a week or two, but that's right. I mean, formally, the applications for the next year open up in March. So keep that in your mind, any artist that maybe missed that this year. But you can apply online, and then, you know, we take a couple months and start vetting them, and then by August 1st, actually, we have pretty much nailed down our lineup. So it does happen much earlier than many people would expect.
Yeah, I do have to say kudos to you and your entire team and all the volunteers there, because when you're attending First Night, it's such a huge event, well run, such a beautiful from start to finish. And it's amazing how many people are involved, and it takes every single person to make a go, and you guys do incredible work. Really, it's an incredible night, and I hope people, if you haven't been the First Night Saratoga, that you get out there to Saratoga Springs on Monday. That's Monday, December 31st.
Right.
It's a Monday night, and check out this. It's going to be an awful lot of fun. All the festivities begin right around 6 p.m.
That's right.
And it goes all the way up until midnight. Mm-hmm. First Night Saratoga Springs 2019. Let's celebrate First Night. We're going to have fireworks at midnight in Congress Park. Always an awful lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. Fireworks at midnight. Also this year, we're trying something new in the city center. We are going to let those acts lead countdowns into the new year. So Ooh. Sawyer Fredericks, for instance, will lead a countdown into the new year. So if you don't want to try to rush to the other end of Broadway, or maybe fireworks aren't your thing, you can stay in place with your favorite artists and WXT and ring in the new year that way.
All right. Alex Jones, First Night Director of First Night Saratoga. Check out saratoga-arts.org. To get a button and to get involved and check out this wonderful organization at 320 Broadway in Saratoga Springs. You're right there on Spring Street and Broadway, little tiny place among the towering buildings that is on Broadway. But you do such incredible work there. Alex, thanks so much for joining us here
today.
Thank you. And we'll see you on First Night.
Okay.